This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. We're doing something a little bit unconventional for the Auto Insider today, but we're going to bring it all back around to make it all make sense. We got joining us this morning on the Auto Insider, Derek Hayes from Big Dave's Cheese Steaks. And I don't know, some of y'all might have seen a few months ago back when we had the big water main break in the city. His restaurant was flooded and he had to move. But he got a grand opening coming up today at noon. And they reached out, want to come on here and tell us all about it. And I started trying to figure out, how does this make sense? Well, I started reading his story. Let me tell you something. I was so inspired by Derek's story, Mr. Hayes' story, how he started in a gas station with his first dip into this entrepreneurial world. Derek, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for coming on the Auto Insider to share your story.
Thank
y'all
for having me, man. Appreciate y'all.
So you know what? And I know you got all these stores now. You got multi-million dollar franchise. You got all this stuff going on. But tell us a little bit about how you got started in a gas station and why a gas station?
Well, I was just coming out of West Philly. I wanted to change my life. I wanted to, you know, start over. I dedicated my brand to my father because he passed away in front of my face. So I wanted my dad's name to live on. So the only person that would rent me a space was this Indian guy inside the Shell gas station in Dunwoody, Georgia. A lot of people told me it was too far from the city, it wouldn't work. And I just said, you know what? If I come with a good product and I give them who I am as a person, they will support me. And that's what they did. You know, they blew that gas station up, and I, you know, I was able to grow year to year into now being a franchise all over the country.
And you know what? When I think about that, and I talk about the auto industry and how the auto industry influences so many things in the world, and a lot of people have started to come on and start to understand that. But in fact, I think it was a genius idea because you picked a place where people were going to come, they were going to stop, they were going to have to get gas, and most of them are going to come in and pay. So you had a captive audience. So
And to that point, I think in Atlanta, it's the land of opportunity. You know, if you're a dreamer and you put in the work, you keep shooting your shot, they're going to come to the game. They want to see you play. And that's what been happening with me. And as I built, I uplift communities as I grew, and I hired within because I want people to understand it's people that look just like me inside these communities that want to do better with their life, but they have no resources. So they can look at me and see that. And that's what I care about.
So, Derek, when you were going through that, you know, a lot of people say it's hard to do that. It takes capital to get started on stuff like that. You know, how did you come about getting the funds to even go in there and rent this space to put this whole thing together?
Well, first I had an injury where I came down here with a lawsuit, so I had money. So that was my blessing from it. But you can have money and you can have an opportunity to do something. If you don't scale it right or know how to control it or learn the business, you're going to lose it. So, you know, it was cool having the funding in the beginning, but then as I went, I learned I didn't know what I was doing. So I had to get the help I needed. And the one thing about it is I wasn't always thinking I was right. I just knew I wasn't going to stop and I wasn't going to quit. It was going to bring me to my knees. And over the years, I was able to build a team that had the experience of scaling restaurants. And now you take my hustle, my grind, my dream. And you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You pit it around people that know how to scale, and you come together as a team, and that's what I've done over the years.
Now, one of the things I caught my eye about your transformation and your growth is that at one point, you even had a food truck. Do you still have a food truck? And if so, why?
Yes, I actually do. Yeah. I actually use the food truck for catering. So say, like, for example, somebody having a festivity, you know, they'll book the food truck to come out so they can get Big Davis. But that food truck landed me a deal inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because a few summers ago, I got an opportunity to feed the Falcons at training camp. And from there, it's been history. You know, we had lines, you know, in training camp, and it was like, well, let's give them a location. I went in two locations. In a month, I had three locations. The year after that, I was able to get a brick and mortar. So it showed growth. And now I'm the official cheesesteak of Lando Magic. I'm inside Camping World, where they hold the Florida Classics with 65,000 people. So, you know, the journey just been amazing, man. You know, it's shocking me getting the opportunities that I'm getting right now. Like, I just did a big brand deal in Philadelphia with a company called Philly Pretzel Company, where now I'm going to be baking fresh Philadelphia pretzels inside my location. So all these dreams that I had of this brand is coming to light, and it's helping me right now on 300 Marietta Street. Today, I'm going to break history.
And you know what? You glossed over that one piece, and I want you to go back, because I think it's a big deal. A lot of people don't consider this. You said you came in with an injury. I saw an interview that you did, and you said that, you know, you had a back problem, and you couldn't even get around good. Many people
five back operations. I had to learn my everything all over again. I mean, I lost all type of dysfunctions going and type of pain going through these injuries, but I didn't give up. I kept my head held high. I spent a lot of nights praying and, you know, asking God to help me get back on my feet. And right now, I'm a testimony to that.
I think we got somebody on the line. Want to ask a question for Dave? Hey, I got a caller. Man, this line has been blowing up all morning since I posted you were going to be on here today. We got one of your fans want to ask you a question here on the live. Hey, good morning. You're on with Derek Hayes from Big Dave's Cheesesteak.
Hey, Daryl. Hey, Derek. Hey, Derek.
How you doing?
Derek, I want to hear this from you. I want to know if this story is true. Tell me the relationship. I got two questions.
Okay.
Tell me the relationship between your son's birth, your dad's death, and the depression that you were going through at one point. I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, so true. I spent so many years depressed. You know, I had money, I had success, but I had no happiness because I lost my best friend. I had a real father, and that was a piece that was really, you know, and it's still traumatizing. You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I miss him, and I sit there and cry and talk to him. But God gave me a gift, man. My first son was born on July 6th, and that was the same day my father passed away. So now I can look at that day and look at my son and know that, you know, he came back for me. He's a piece of me. So it helped me get through my days. And now July 6th is not a day that I got my head down. Now I'm saying happy birthday to my son.
Derek, if I hadn't heard it directly from you, I wouldn't have believed it was true.
I couldn't believe it either, bro. Listen, Pinky called me and said, I'm on my way to the hospital. I'm going to labor. I said, not on my dad's death day. There's no way. And it happened.
So now it's a good day for you.
That's a good day.
A good day for you.
And I just had my son on the news today, man. I had him do a news segment with me. So, you know, when he get older, he get to see, you know, he was on the news with his dad in his arm talking about grand openings and stuff like that. That's what it's about, man, letting kids see stuff so when they grow up, they can show their kids the same thing. It's all about what you show them now so later on they can show their kids.
Okay, I got a question for you as far as your business goes. I like rye bread, man. I've only been two places that had really good rye bread rolls, black with the seeds in them. Would you give some consideration to have these cheese steaks
with rye bread? Hey, man, one thing about me, I pay attention to the consumer. If the consumer asks for it, I always try to find a solution to it, brother.
I'm only one. I don't know if you got anybody else that would like a rye bread roll.
Yeah, but it's the first time I heard it, but you know what, though? It probably ain't going to be the last time.
All right, look into it for me, man. I'm a cheesesteak fan, but I like rye bread with black. I like black rye bread with seasoning. I'm just saying. Okay, moving on.
No, I got you.
Hey, Derek, while he making requests, you know what? I like that salmon cheese that you got, but I want some vegan cheese. I'm a pesca vegan is what I call myself. Do you have that vegan cheese in there for that?
You know what's so crazy, man? I'm working on that, too. You know, I got to get all those approvals from my wife, man. You know, when it comes to that vegan world, I got to be like, babe, it's cool if I do this.
Hey, man, you can do it because I want to have it. Hey, you know what? We got to go take a commercial break. But one thing I want to do when we come back, I want to hold you over just for a couple more minutes, Derek.
Okay.
And I want to talk about this new store, what's going on in it, and this big old monstrosity that you got inside of this store. Hey, y'all, don't go away. Yes. We got Derek Hayes from Big Dave's Cheese Take on with us. This is an honor and privilege to me to be interviewing this guy. He started in a gas station. Are you kidding me? Don't go away. It's the Auto Insiders News and Talk, 1380. WAOK. All right, we are back with Derek Hayes of Big Dave's Philly Cheesesteak here in Atlanta. Got a new location opening up on Marietta Street today at 12 o'clock. And Derek, again, I want to thank you for coming here. I saw the big story about you on 11 the Live the other day. I've been seeing stuff about you everywhere. You got the big announcements coming up. Right before we get into this new story, I got one more call. I got one more thing they want to say to you before we go today. And then we're going to talk all about this grand open. Let's go to the lines and get Gideon.
Okay.
Good morning, Gideon.
Hey, peace and blessings to you both. I've got chill bumps on me in reference to hearing your story, my brother. May the Most High continue to bless you and keep you.
Thank you.
And you and Daryl both. One of the things I wanted to ask you, two questions. One is, what was the key to you having a loving relationship with your father? You and Daryl, I want you both to answer that question, because we as the disciplinarians and the men of protectors and all, sometimes, especially during this time, we get the negative perspective on fatherhood. And then, Daryl, because I'm calling, I wanted to ask you later on to talk about the automobiles that incorporate solar panels in the electric car industry and where you see that going. But you and Daryl both, and I'll hang up and listen. Talk about how it was, how your father bonded with you, so the young men who so many hate their fathers these days can learn how to love their fathers.
I appreciate that, Gideon.
Yeah, well, I can answer that. For me, my father was my friend, too. So I think that's the element that, you know, we leave out. You know, we try to teach our kids, we try to testize our kids, and they leave that friend element out. You know, a lot of parents say, I'm not your friend, you know, and I think that's the part where you kind of go left on, because I would rather love you than fear you. And my father made me love him than fear him. So instead of me making bad decisions, I would always look at it like I'm going to upset him, I'm going to disappoint him, versus we're being worried about, you know, being punished. And I think that's the difference when it comes to a kid growing up. You want to love your parent and not fear your parent. And for me, that worked out. And that's how I'm teaching my kids right now, the honor of respect.
You know, I can do nothing but agree with you. You know, my dad was the same way. He's a disciplinarian, but he actually did. I wanted to always impress my father. I always wanted to make him proud. I got a 29-year-old son, and I hope that my son will follow the same kind of footsteps that you're going in, Derek. You're doing big things in this city. You're doing big things for your family. And here in Atlanta, man, you know, we have adopted you. I know you from Philly. I know you got these Philly cheesesteaks.
Hey, man, listen, I tell people all the time, Philly raised me, but Atlanta made me a man.
There you go. I appreciate it. Now, tell us, I know you got to go get to work because you got people coming in. You got stuff going on. Tell us about this grand opening today at 12 o'clock. What can people expect?
Hey, man, 300,
and what's the big surprise?
Man, 300 Marietta Street, ribbon cutting at 12 o'clock. I'm bringing a new halal steak in this location. We got 18-inch cheesesteaks in this location. I got real Philly pretzels from Philly Pretzel Factory. We did a major deal that I'm announcing. You're going to be able to get hot pretzels right out the oven in Big Dave Cheesesteaks today. If you pull up, you're going to get an experience like you never got before. It's a celebration. It's just not about food. It's about a young black kid making it out the ghetto to building a multi-million-dollar company to having hundreds of employees and making sure that people are taking care of their families and their households. That's what it's all about.
And you got this big, they sent me a picture of this big monstrosity in the place. It's like a big, what is this big piece of artwork?
Yeah, I got the Liberty, listen, I got the Liberty Bell out front. I got big cheesesteaks hanging from the ceiling. You know, it's something for people to come see, man. You know, it's going to be a sight to see. I never did this type of design with my locations before, but I knew I was in prime real estate, and I really wanted to represent Philly right and bring a piece of home in Atlanta the right way.
Derek Hayes, Big Dave's Cheesesteak. We really appreciate you. Grand opening today, people. Y'all get on there. As soon as the show is over, 300 Marietta Street, get on there and show Derek some love at Big Dave's Cheesesteak. And let me know when you get that, when you get with your wife and you get that vegan cheese. I'm going to be down there every week.
I got you, brother. Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank
you, man.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right, brother.
So, people, you know, when I got a hint that, you know, we could potentially have an interview with Derek Hayes. I don't know if y'all know, this guy been on all kind of national syndicated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.